And if you're a DACA recipient, or if you know someone who is, the towns of Carrboro and Chapel Hill are teaming up with El Centro Hispano for an info session on how to apply for DACA renewal, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at Carrboro Town Hall. All the info you need on how to apply for renewal, plus how you can qualify for funds to help cover the application fee, which is $495. There's also going to be a free DACA renewal clinic this Saturday, also in Carrboro Town Hall, from 1:30 to 6 p.m. Carrboro and Chapel Hill both together on that, along with El Centro Hispano. Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger joining us here now in the studio. How are you?
I'm good today, thank you. Yeah,
so the event tonight at Carrboro is, I think it's really cool that the two towns are coming together.
Of course
this.
We did. We wanted to come together. We were working that out, trying to make it work because the deadline's fast approaching. Mm-hmm. You have to file your renewal by October 5th. We want anyone who's interested or knows somebody who's interested in doing this to please come. This isn't the only time, but this will be a great time to have all the resources together. And Mayor Lavelle and I will be there to welcome people in.
Sounds good.
Yeah, so we're excited about that. We had a great meeting last night. You'll laugh. I was so excited about the parking meter on there. I've been working this really, really hard. Our staff's been working this really, really hard.
You were talking about that last week, too, right?
Yeah, so we unveiled the parking meter. It was in the lobby. It can be upgraded. It was brought up that it's used in European cities. It's used in our country cities, and that Connecticut has had them for 12 years and has been able to upgrade the technology. So we're getting a machine that has those capabilities. We're getting it for a great price because we're partnering with other entities to be on their contract. We're hopeful to get them installed probably the first of the year. We were aiming for December, but those things always get worked out.
Right.
We're going to be able to look to it doing that in our other parking areas where we have opportunities like we call it Lot 2, the Rosemary and South Columbia Street there. A lot so that we can use our parking people to help people with meters or whatever. But the online app is really good for these meters. We're getting a lot of positive feedback. Durham's using them. Raleigh's getting ready to implement them. The glare problem is fixed with this.
Yes, which is nice.
They're also solar generated. So
awesome.
It's really cool.
So you mentioned Lot 2, which is Rosemary Columbia. There's a toll booth there now.
Yes,
so
and an attendant.
Will that be?
Yeah, so the goal is to replace it with one of these meters so that you can work that. But to have somebody there in case you need some help. We like having some eyes on, and other towns do that. They call them ambassadors, so people who can help with the different lots and situations. And that way we can have the meters working full time and be a little faster.
Awesome.
So that
all go in together around December, or will it just be on a lot by lot basis?
No, they kind of happen all at once. Well, I mean, you have to individually replace them. Right now, that meter is in the 140 West. We've been trying it out there for about 4 or 5 months, and positive feedback on that as well.
Cool.
So we're very excited about that moving forward. And we're able to pull the money out of the general fund from a surplus of other projects, so it worked out really, really well. This was a few years ahead of what the schedule was going to be, but we know from our downtown businesses, and we hear it in our office too, the majority of their complaints are the frustrations with our existing meters. So hopefully this will help people feel more comfortable and more welcome. We've been making all kinds of parking changes, and we're going to continue. This isn't the last thing, but really excited to be able to partner on some other contracts to get a great price and do it now. Very, very cool. We also last night talked about the Ephesus Fordham Blue Hill District scorecard and where we are. Our design guidelines are underway. There's a lot of interest about stormwater. The traffic meeting mobility plans coming forward soon too. There's just a lot of interest and a lot of activity, but also a lot of citizens who have concerns, and we want to make sure we address those, but by talking to them. And we've asked our own stormwater engineers to come back and talk to us about lessons learned from Houston. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was an unusual storm event, but we are getting more unusual storm events. Mm-hmm. And are we prepared? Are we ready? What does it look like? And how do we plan for our future that way? I attended the Higher Expectations event at UNC this week from the Margaret Spellings, the Spellings Commission report, because it had this long academic name and it's been.
It's the 2006 report that they're doing the update on.
Right. Yeah. Right. And what was really interesting is the changing culture of universities who are, one, now having to and wanting to inspire innovation and entrepreneurship. And most of the research in this country is now done at universities. Mm-hmm. That was fascinating. 10 years ago, it was the other way around. Most was done in the private business world and by the government, but 70% of the research being done right now is being done at universities.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it that big of a... I would have assumed it was always done at universities, actually.
No, well, there were a lot of private companies doing a lot of research and D, and a lot of government institutions do a lot of R&D, but now it's universities.
Okay.
The role that the universities play in town economies and state economies. It's huge. Mm-hmm. I mean, not just spinoff companies, but employment, investing in the community, all those kinds of things. And they talked about the realistic cost of education for middle-class folks. Mm-hmm. And more students coming out of debt. North Carolina ranks really, really well as far as value from the universities, because we had the president of the University of Ann Arbor, Michigan, and the president of UVA there as well, talking about their costs, and we're far below what those costs are. Mm-hmm. So our students come out with less debt, but they still come out with debt. So how do you make that a true value? And former Governor Jim Hunt was there, and he got up and said, you know, people get up every day in our state who make below the poverty level, and yet their tax dollars go towards education of the future of all children. Yeah. And how do you help them understand that this is a value? And I do love that Carolina has made this really concerted effort to include more students in their, and this is the biggest, most diverse class ever that they've ever had, of students who are the first ones in their families to go to college. Mm-hmm. And that's the future. That is awesome. The opportunities and educating people to their highest potential is the best for our whole community. So it was just a really good, I was charged up. It was fun. We met this week to start planning for next year's Light Up Festival and the Chinese New Year year. Yeah,
yes.
Trying to figure out what that looks like.
It was huge this year.
The Chinese New Year is until February 17th, and it's a two-week lunar period. I'm learning lots about this. So anyway, getting started because we're excited about that, too. And tomorrow, a lot of us are participating in the State of the Community and Intra-City visit that the Chamber is hosting. The town has been working with the Chamber. We'll be helping facilitate some of those conversations and being on the tours. And I'm looking forward to that tomorrow.
Because that's going to be an all-day affair, right?
Yes. Yeah. You're supposed to be there at 7:30 in the morning.
Yep.
We'll be finishing up. So we're excited. And then Festival is on Sunday.
Yes.
From 1 to 6, it's just a lot of fun. It should be great weather. It should be just perfect. So
right.
Come on out, telling people to come.
A couple of years ago when we had that hurricane scare and we had to call the whole thing off.
Yeah.
Now it's going to be 75 and sunny. How much better is that?
Oh, that's going to be lovely.
Yeah.
It's a very family-friendly event. Welcome people to come. Lots of parking options, folks, so come on downtown and give that a try.
Yep.
And then next week, Cycle North Carolina is coming on Tuesday night to Chapel Hill. Yay! As they bike from the mountains to the coast. We're excited to have them here. Some of them will stay in hotels, but the majority of them will camp out, actually, at the
Homestead Park
and the Seymour Center. We have spaces for them there and activities planned, and people are welcome to come and mingle and talk and be there. And then they will cycle out on Wednesday after breakfast.
So they'll be cycling around, like, northern Chapel Hill, right?
Yeah.
They'll be focusing on Homestead Road. They're stopping at Mapleview, right?
Right,
is that
they're
what
having
doing?
Ice cream at Mapleview.
Because, of course.
Yeah, I don't think they're really going on I-40, so they're going to take as they head east, they're going to be taking that. So that's going on. We have our work session next week where we're going to be showing the Affordable Housing Strategic Plan that the staff's been working diligently on all summer long from the feedback they got from us. So we're excited to see what that looks like. That information should be coming out soon. And I'm looking forward to a very hearty discussion about what that plan looks like and how we're moving forward.
Very cool. Speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, and a couple of things that so much going on, like in the last few days, but noticed because I was downtown earlier today at the Visitor Center, the Pride flags are up for in Chapel Hill and Carrboro for Pride weekend.
Yes.
So that's Saturday night, which is awesome. And then the other thing from the town council meeting was the speed limit on Rosemary Street.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
It's the one thing that like jumped out at me. It's like, oh, it's going to be 20 now.
Yes. Well, the rest of downtown is 20.
The rest of downtown is 20.
This makes it a little easier. We're going to put up, the council is very interested in putting up the speed display so people can understand. Mm-hmm. We're thrilled with the work on Rosemary Street. It's made it much more walkable, much more visibly attractive, but it also has opened it up in that look of coming down.
Right.
And we want pedestrians to be safe. We want drivers to be more worried. So we're looking at those pedestrian crosswalks that light up when you press the button. We're considering all kinds of options, and our police force was there, and they'll be talking with the T-board to talk about that as well, and how do we make it safer, because people are using it. There's a lot of bike. We put the bike lanes there, which is wonderful, and so there's a lot of use on that, and we want people to be safe.
Yeah, I also thought the 25 on Rosemary was sort of to funnel traffic that way because Franklin Street is so busy, but that also assumes Rosemary is not a destination and Franklin Street is, and now Rosemary is a destination too. We're trying to make it.
Rosemary is definitely a destination, and we're going to continue to develop it that way. There's so much potential there, so many opportunities. communities. And yes, we want, and you know, we've changed this philosophy from trying to get you through town to inviting you to come to town.
Yeah, so also
there's
true.
There's a change in a philosophy on that. So working on that. So I'm trying to think of anything else on our meeting list. I know there was, but it's exciting. We had our CDBG. There's a project with Self-Help Credit Union we're looking at for 4 units on a parcel with our community block development grants.
Yep.
And using those up. And
the new police building on Estes Drive. That was the other big thing.
Yeah. That whether to go forward with the development agreement again. You know, we want to hold ourselves to the same standard we hold other people who wish to develop in our community. But we need to be able to have conversations with the landowner, who's UNC, and with the community. Our staff has been working with the community groups. I've been out there to walk the property. We want to make sure if this goes forward that it's the best fit for everyone involved.
Mm. And so. Is there a sort of speaking of that, because that's right by the airport.
Right.
Obviously, the Board of Trustees was talking about the airport yesterday. Is town staff involved in all in any way with UNC in the conversation about, okay, what do we do with that space that the airport currently sits on? Or is that just a UNC conversation?
Oh, well, so that is part of the Carolina North discussion that went on, and there was a master plan that included the property that the airport actually sits on. That master plan was many, many, many years in the making.
I was going to say, you're using the past tense there as the thing.
I was on school board at that point in time, so yeah, that's dating myself there, meeting with the university, talking about a future school site on Carolina North.
Right.
And that whole plan had to be approved by the state, and it's gone through all those iterations and been approved. So any changes to that plan would have to go back through that process again.
Okay.
And UNC of Chapel Hill has made it clear right now, because it's been made clear to them, that there's not funding to start with the infrastructure cost of that property, so that they aren't looking at plans in the immediate future. It's not saying they won't someday, but right now they're not looking at any plans in the immediate future of doing anything there. My understanding is that they either had to put almost $1 million into the airport to bring it up to current safety standards, or shut it down. So those were kind of their options. They're exploring both those options, but they're floating out that idea of closing it down. They're taking comments right now, and they will make some kind of decision later this winter on that.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah.
Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Henninger.
Enjoy the nice weather coming tomorrow. It's time.
And Festifall on Sunday. We'll see everyone out there. Yeah. We'll see you out there too,
weekend. Right? Yeah, yep. Out there, yeah.
Sounds good. Mayor Henninger, thank you so much.
Thank you.